Well, it's Christmas Eve at last, and the gifts have all been bought, and the stores have closed, and the streets are empty, and the refrigerators are full. The relatives have been taken care of. Everything is ready, and now we can celebrate Christmas Eve. I'm happy to say that some people still remember to send Christmas cards, the old-fashioned kind, you know, the kind that are made out of paper and have stamps put on them you put in the mail. We've got some at our house, quite a few actually, and we tape them up over the passageway to the dining room. And each one has a message. There's a message on the outside, usually says something like, Happy Holidays, or Joy to the World, or A Savior is Born. And there's usually a message on the inside, usually a message of a more personal kind. And so we read our Christmas cards and treasure them. Christmas itself, of course, is a message. Christmas is a message from God. You know, one day God was up in heaven and he was looking down at the earth and he said, you know, I think I should send a message to these people. Things are not going so well. I'd better send a message. So God went down to the Hallmark store and he started looking through the card section. First card had a green tree with red ornaments on the front of it, and inside it said, Happy Holidays. God said, no, that's not quite right. So he looked at the next card. It was a silver tree with gold gifts underneath it. And it said, may your days be merry and bright. And God thought about it, thought, no, that's not really the message I want to send either. So he looked at the next card, and it was a tree with a star on top. He said, what, are these people worshiping trees now? And inside this one, it said, peace on earth, goodwill to all. And God said, well, that's not so bad, but that's really not the message that I want to give to people. He says, I know what I'll do. I'll send my son as a baby. Surely that is a message that everyone can receive. No one will reject a message like that. Yes, that's just the message that I want to send. So he sent his angel Gabriel to Mary, and the angel said, will you bear a holy child of God? And she said, let it be to me according to your word. I am the handmaiden of the Lord. And God put it in the mind of the Emperor Augustus to cause a census to be made, so that all the people had to go to their own villages to be registered, and so that Joseph and Mary, to whom he was engaged, would go to the city of Bethlehem, which is the right city, to be registered there. And while they're there, the time came for Mary to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and laid him in a manger. We know the story. Well, there were shepherds in the field, and the angel appeared to them and said, I have good news of great joy to bring to you. Today in the city of David is born a Savior. And this host of angels appeared and said, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. And the shepherds came in and they saw the baby there lying in the manger with Joseph and Mary. Such a beautiful story. It's a message from God is what it is. And the message from God in this story is, I love you. It's a simple message. All that story, all the bit about the angels and the donkey and the journey and the stable, all that is a way for God to say to us, I love you. I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Shepherds and wise men and virgins and carpenters, I love all of you. You know, I wonder, do we get the message that God is sending? You know, there are so many things that obscure the message so that we sometimes don't get it. Decorating the house and planning the party and buying the gifts and making travel plans and having special events and taking care of year-end donations and all the expectations that we heap upon ourselves and memories, both good and bad, from the past that continue to be with us. All these things, I think, sometimes keep us from hearing the message. You know, the shepherds left the sheep and they came to see the baby in the manger. They got the message. And the wise men, even though they were foreigners and outsiders, came from far away to see the baby Jesus and give the gifts. They got the message. Mary, who pondered these words and treasured them, she got the message. And Joseph, who was steady and reliable and dependable, good old Joseph, he got the message. But do we get the message? Do we really hear it? A teenage boy plays the part of Joseph in the Christmas pageant. And years later, he becomes a doctor. And he works in a clinic serving the poor. He got the message. A woman comes to church and she hears the gospel message. And she goes home that night and she calls her brother. Hasn't called him for 20 years. She says, "I'm sorry." She got the message. A girl sings in the choir, sings the carols of Christmas. Years later, she has her own child and she looks into the face of that child and she sees the face of God. She got the message. Taxi driver hears the Christmas story on the radio while he's waiting for his next ride. The next fare is an old lady who's bent over with her grocery bags. And he takes the grocery bags for her up to the door of her apartment and he says, "No charge, this one's on me." He got the message. Well, tonight we heard the message, we heard the Christmas story, we read the gospel, we sang the Christmas carols, we lit the candles. But did we hear the message? I hope that we will go out from here remembering that God loves us and that we will treasure that message and ponder it and keep it in our heart and share it with all we meet. Amen.